The town of Newmarket is installing new stop signs in the Copper Hills area to address traffic concerns, despite previous studies not necessarily backing up the need. Council passed a resolution September 18 to add stop signs at Atkins Drive and Bob Gap Drive, currently a two-way stop. The resolution also asks staff to paint wider lines to narrow lanes along Atkins from Stuffles Crescent to Quick Street that will slow traffic, and have staff bring back a report in at least a year about the effectiveness of the stop signs. Ward 1 Councillor Grace Simon, who made the resolution, said that even though prior study has not backed up the requests for a stop sign, it is an area that continues to be a concern given how many school buses use the streets. Residents don't relent. Year after year after year, the same concerns, the same pleas come forward to please do something to help us, Simon said. Council previously had a report in 2020 about an all-way stop proposal at the nearby Atkins and Quick intersection to address traffic concerns. Staff studied that intersection and found the traffic volume was only about 60% of the minimum required to warrant an all-way stop. The report also said residents contacted were mixed on that idea, with some wanting it and some not. But councillors expressed that a new subdivision made this a special case. Sakura Circle is technically located in Aurora, but its only entrance and exit is through Bob Gap Drive. I want to be cautious we don't create an expectation, Mayor John Taylor said, but added that the unusual additional Aurora development makes this a different case. I will support it for that reason. Martin Owen, who lives on Bob Gap, said the additional stop signs are probably a good idea, given the school buses that stop there and the speeds on the street. I know stop signs don't really stop people, Owen said. But at least they'll slow down. It will probably break up the traffic. Owen said there is not much traffic there, but he has noticed some moving quickly when going in and out of the new subdivision in Aurora. They pick up quite a bit of speed. They got to go a little bit further to go home, he said, adding those who have lived here for a few years, drive a little more careful. But Bob Gap resident Jackson Cho said there is a bit of a rush in the morning, but there is not too much traffic in the area overall. I like the way it is, Cho said. We don't see a lot of traffic altogether. Deputy Mayor Tom Vegg, previously the ward councillor for the area, said the ring roads in the Copper Hills area make it unique, and the sight lines can make traffic a problem. He said he understands the town has a process for stop signs but added, I also think this is a special case. Traffic, even if it's going the speed limit, because of the ring roads, you don't see it. Councillor Bob Quappis said he understands the perspective, though suggested staff report back in a year or so to determine if the stop signs have had the desired impact. The councillors know best. They hear directly from their residents about what's needed, Quappis said.